Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just knew this was going to be a great week. Like, really fun show today, and yesterday was great, and it's just going to be, it's going to be the best week ever. I'm looking out the window, it's a beautiful blue sky.
It's dreamy. The weather has been perfect. Yesterday was, I mean, I wanted to take pictures of it and post, and I never want to post. And then there I was, like, oh my God, it's heaven right now.
Couldn't you, like, zoom in to not have any kind
of... I'm telling you, every time I post a picture of where I'm surfing, someone inevitably starts guessing. Hey, I know where that is. I just find myself going, you know what? The surf community is tough enough to deal with as it is without posting pictures of surf spots and being the guy who outed the location. No thanks.
Omarosa.
I am going to post my countertops, though. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I
want
you to see
that. Yeah, you got to put a whole thing together because you got to put the before in there, too.
Oh, well, then it's not going to happen today.
Well, why not?
Well, because I have pictures, fresh pictures of the new countertop.
It looks
unbelievable.
No, but I want to see the before, too. See the difference.
All natural stone.
In Dublin!
I broke my bell.
You did not. How many of those bells do we have to buy you? God, he breaks the one sound effect he has. No wonder we don't give you anything.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Weather forecast show that you will get blown this Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Blown away by up to 70% savings at the Gift Center. You've only got 3 days left. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Oh, my God.
Reading the tag.
Yep.
As it was written
by the Jewelry Center.
Right.
The Jewelry Mart. The Gift
sure
Center Jewelry Mart.
That goes through an approval department somewhere in this building
before it lands word for word
on our page.
Mm-hmm.
There's an approval. What floor is the approval department
on? Fifth floor.
The fifth floor.
Fifth floor approval department.
All right.
Quality control.
Weird.
So did a client want it? It's on.
We have it. Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, it's funny because I do as soon as you start a gift center or I guess it's sfgcjm.com spot, I'm always like, oh, God, who's going to get it this time? Well, I think they get it this time. That's them. That's on them.
Here's what's happening. The New Hampshire primary is on. The people are voting in New Hampshire, and the Democratic contestants are all there making the rounds.
Sure.
So good luck, everyone. Our day to vote, by the way, if you want to have a say and be part of the process, that's March 3rd.
Yeah.
California.
If you vote by mail, a lot of us do, you'll get the ballot. Riley's ballot showed up yesterday.
Oh.
I know, but mine didn't show up. I was like, where's my ballot? I don't want my ballot.
You're ready? You're chomping at the bit?
I'm ready.
Have you, of the contestants currently available?
I have a favorite.
You have a favorite?
I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
But even that person is not, I'm like, well.
I guess who it is?
You can guess, but I'm not going to tell you. That's why we vote secretly. Vinny.
Okay.
So, you know.
I guess it's Buttigieg, and I guess that because any gay person in your world gets 25% more likability
they
points.
They do get extra points.
Right off the bat.
Yep. That's not who it is. I'll tell you that. No.
Wait, what?
I'm not going
to
say.
Mouth it again?
I'm not going to say.
Mouth
and
it
actually,
one more time.
No, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to see what goes on in the rest of the primaries before I... So I'll do it. I'll mail it the last possible moment.
I got to learn to read lips. I can't stand
that
I can't get it.
If you're watching this show, maybe you know who I'm voting for, but Vinny can't read lips.
I can't.
So.
Shoot.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
I don't have a favorite yet. I think Bernie's okay. I think that even if he were elected, I know he has a lot of crazy ideas that would never get pushed through. So it'll tame some of that wild side he's got, that socialist thing that he likes to talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to vote for
Elizabeth Warren?
No.
Joe Biden?
Biden. I don't really want to vote for him.
I won't vote for Joe Biden. I'm actually super annoyed by him. And I just think that he's, you know, for years I've been looking at the touchy-feely stuff, and that just doesn't fly. And I think that there's going to be a contingent that comes out and says no to that. And he's like 100.
Well, they're all 100.
I know.
Bernie's no better.
Some of them are not 100.
Is Bernie any better?
No. No. I don't want Bernie either.
They're both the same age, though, right?
Bernie screwed it up hard for my girl Hillary.
Oh.
Absolutely effed her. And could have helped put her in there. He should have resigned early when she was running against Barack. He could have stepped down then, and he could have thrown his weight behind her and told his constituents why it was so important for them to vote for her. Because it's not about who sits in that office. It's just like you said, your idealism's out the window when you get into that office and you see that you've got to make everybody happy. It's about the people who are sitting judges in courts across America. That's what changes policy. Those are the decisions that shape the way this nation is.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but Bernie is favored to walk out of New Hampshire with
the win. Well, I'm sure he will. Good for him. I wish him well. I that's why I don't talk about politics. I get so friggin' upset about it.
WalletHub.com does an annual study that ranks the healthiest cities in America based on 43 factors.
Oh, like 43
how
factors.
How many people are physically active? How easy is it to eat healthy? Mm. Various other health-related Google searches.
So Milwaukee, Wisconsin wins.
No, the number one healthiest city in the country is San Francisco.
Woo!
High on the list, also a place I lived for 10 years, San Diego, California. Mm. San Diego is another place, much like this, when the weather's good, people are running.
It's easy.
Pushing
here.
Strollers, yep. Skateboarders, bikes.
You look out the window and you go, why am I in here
right.
when I could be out there?
That's the beauty of
California
the West Coast.
Makes it easy.
Absolutely. San Francisco, number one. Seattle, number two.
Oh.
San Diego, number three. Portland, Oregon, four.
Wow. West Coast cities rocking. Mm-hmm.
D.C., New York, Denver, Irvine, California.
Oh, Irvine. Well, Orange County, we're trying to, you know, get discovered down here.
Right. Scottsdale.
We might wait on an agent or a director any minute.
Well, they are right there underneath LA going, we're next.
Yeah, we have to be.
We're going
to
make it.
I think I can make it.
Scottsdale and Chicago rounds out the
Chicago?
List. Chicago? Chicago.
Everything's wrapped in bacon in Chicago.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong there, but I understand.
And you're trapped in your house 6 months a year.
The other months, people are out.
The other months, it's so hot they can't leave the house either. They get out 4 weeks a year. 2 weeks in the fall, 2 weeks in the spring.
I hate to be against this next story.
Right.
There's a nonprofit called Mental Health America. They've been around for 100 years.
You're against this.
I hate to be against it.
But you are.
Well, look.
Tell me.
Let me tell you a story I didn't get to yesterday that broke. Remember that Equifax breach when we both lost our minds because we don't even want to be involved in these big...
I remember.
Whatever you want to call them. What are they?
It was a huge data breach. And your
credit companies or whatever you want to call
them. There's no opting out of those.
Right.
They know your social, your bank account numbers. They know every place you've ever lived, everything you've got open. I mean, honest to God. And then you know what they do with that stuff? They sell it. They take your info that you are obligated to give them. You don't even give it to them. They just take it.
News broke. Of this Equifax credit reporting agency hack that where half of America, 145 million people, nearly half, they say, of America was hacked when all this information was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out the Justice Department here in the United States is blaming China for this breach. The Chinese government has denied it. Again, saying none of their operatives are conducting cyber attacks or espionage in the United States.
Oh, don't be silly.
That is ridiculous. But the massive data breach is being blamed on China. They're saying...
it wasn't me.
Prosecutors allege in a 9-count indictment filed yesterday in federal court that four members of the People's Liberation Army hacked into Equifax's system. Why am I bringing that up now since I didn't do it yesterday? Because I feel like these companies cannot protect us from these hacks.
Right.
And so maybe this was a larger, you know, national effort that got us this time. But all of them are coming up going, whoops.
Oopsie.
We had all your stuff and it turns out we weren't able to protect it. Yeah. Our bad. Well, that's not good enough. And so this is one of those things where it's good. It's a nice thing. It's called Text for Humanity. Here's how it works. It takes about a minute to join. You text your first name, the country you're from, and a short uplifting message that's no more than 160 characters. A random person somewhere in the world will get it. So it seems great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay.
Except God knows what you open yourself up to when you do this stuff.
Exactly.
That's a problem. And it's just like being on Facebook where you're like, what could ever happen from that?
And trolls are not going to write a short uplifting message.
Oh, I don't know about that. I can't mention.
They won't. And what do you think? Someone's sitting there reading, oh, that's a nice one. Let's send that to so-and-so over here.
You have to sign up to get the text. So they only go to people who want to get them. Over 10,000 messages have already been sent. If you want to try it out, just text the word join to 37352 and it'll guide you through the sign up process.
I'm like you. Immediately my hackles go up and I go, no.
It seems nice enough.
But it does seem nice.
Someone was asking me about TikTok the other day and I'm like, it may be the most fun social media spot in the world. I'm not signing up for any more of them.
No, I don't want any more. You know what I'll do? I'll let my kids tell me how cool it is and then I'll be like, yep, I've heard of that.
Here's a 47-year-old guy named Jeff Gebhardt. Gebhardt. Who lives near Kansas City, Kansas.
He's Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Kansas.
They have a Kansas City in Kansas, too?
Yes, they do.
Oh. That's the one with the Chiefs, though.
No, that's not where the football team plays, but there is a Kansas City, Kansas. He's offering $25,000 to anyone who finds him a girlfriend.
Oh.
25K if you can find me a love connection. He put up the website called datejeffg.com with a video and some info about him. He's a successful entrepreneur. He's in really good shape and he's been in a lot of long-term relationships, but he's never been engaged or married.
Hmm.
If you can suggest a potential girlfriend to him and it works out, he'll give you $25,000.
What if you suggest yourself?
And after he pays you, he says he'll also make a $25,000 donation to an animal shelter or other animal charity. Oh, and you can't nominate yourself to try and pocket the money. Women who not nominate themselves aren't eligible.
They're automatically out.
But Jeff wants to marry
you. Look him
up.
I want to see what he looks like.
What's his name? Jeff what?
Jeff. DateJeffG.com.
Oh.
Got it.
Gebhardt.
Nicked.
I want to see this guy. How old is he?
It was there. 40-something. 47.
Oh, look at him with the dog.
So he's a 47-year-old white dude. He's got a dog.
Handsome enough.
Sweatshirt on. He's hanging out by a... Oh.
What do you mean, oh? He's got some nice arms. Looks like he hits the gym.
Shirt's on a little tight.
Well,
he's obviously into his body. Yeah. You know what? He'll find someone. He's not for me, though.
He wears a medium. What of it?
He wears a medium and he needs a large. That dog is really cute.
Will you marry him?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Not interested. Oh, he's got a cute little house. Kansas City, Kansas, huh? That's what I'm hung up on in this story.
Why?
Because it's a Kansas City, Missouri, and I always think. In Missouri.
I only know that
because
I'm his house. Look at that.
What's he doing? Has he got some work going on? Should have waited for the new girlfriend.
Look at that.
I mean, she's going to have some opinions about that.
Right.
I have driven across the country, but I've never been through Kansas or Missouri. So I don't know much about those places.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Oh, you've been through them?
Sure.
All right.
I lived in Missouri for a long time.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Oh, so you know all about Kansas City.
Well, not that Kansas City. I know about the one that's in Missouri, but not the one that's in Kansas.
Huh. All right.
And they seem to be Chiefs fans, according to his website.
Well, why wouldn't you be?
I can't think of one reason. Maybe because they're in another state.
Aren't they next to each other, though?
They are. It's right there on the line.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, my sister lived in Kansas City for a while, but she lived in, I want to say, Overton, and it was actually in Kansas. It was right next to Kansas City. It's like a suburb of it, but it was one state over.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said.
Yeah.
I have driven through Nebraska, though.
Omaha.
Caught sleeping again.
No,
Jesus.
He's busy reading up about Jimmy G.
What do you want to date her?
I'm doing research on the
America.
He's not a
she. Reporting here.
Heart
oh, my
matters.
God. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, my God. You can.
I know I'm going to use the wrong term.
Turn your
and I'm not meaning to.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a wise guy. Is the bartender in The Outsider who takes Holly
for a drive?
For a drive. Is that a trans?
I have no idea. I thought she was some cute blonde girl.
Why? They call him Jeff.
You mean in the show she said, hey, Jeff?
No, she doesn't say it. The two of them are talking.
Yeah.
This is a TV show called The Outsider on HBO. It's from a book, Stephen King. She's in the bar talking to this person. This person looks like a woman but has a very deep voice. And I still wasn't even paying attention. And then at one point, someone goes, hey, Jeff, are you going to? And I went, whoa, is that a trans?
Did they say Jess?
Lady?
I don't know. Can you look that up? Look that up.
You didn't, so it didn't occur to you at
didn't
all?
Didn't even cross my mind.
All right.
I made an assumption like I do about everything that hits me in the
all
face
right.
and gets in my eyeballs.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Don't worry about it, Bryn.
Fact.
Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Liked being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu, California had only one bedroom.
Oh.
That meant he never had to host guests.
An $81 million home?
That had one bedroom?
Did it have guest houses all over the property?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. That's why
insane.
I thought it needed to be read. As
it's like,
in,
nah, I don't want anyone to be here. That's interesting.
That's really like old codger stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can't have anybody over? I mean,
I
what's the big deal?
I can't wait until my kids are both out of the house because I'm turning one kid's room into my workshop and the other kid's room.
Then what'll happen to the shed?
Well, that maybe we'll make that into a little guest house and the kids can stay out there.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh.
Mm. Mm.
They can bang people in there.
Mm-hmm. I prefer that to them doing it in their bedrooms.
Right.
Because I'm in the house and the walls are thin.
Well, so far, doesn't sound like that's
no,
happened.
No, not. I mean, listen, I'm sure they've had plenty of experiences they haven't told me about. For some reason, I don't get to know anything.
But they're not bringing anybody home and doing them in your room when you're in their room.
Neither one of them has ever brought anybody home.
I remember my mom being like, I need you to leave the door ajar. And I kicked my little change drawer out into the little thing, ajar.
Yeah.
And then slammed the door shut and boned Darcy. I mean, come on. I'm not going to leave the door open.
The change jar? I don't get it.
She
would
leave
put that
the door
in there.
Ajar.
Oh.
And I'm like, here's your jar. And I threw it out into the little
Did anyone else besides me not
landing?
Get that?
I thought he was putting the coin jar there so that when the door opens,
that leaving a door ajar means you leave it the exact width of a jar?
No. That was my way of saying, here's your jar. I'm boning my girlfriend in here. I'm not leaving the door ajar. It's not happening.
Did you put like a chair up underneath it, you know, to make sure she couldn't walk in from
the
hallway?
She was, believe me, she did not want to walk in on what she knew was going on in there, so she would not. That's
she didn't
the point.
Like slip condoms under the door like, hey, honey, I got you something.
No.
Honey, I have a little present for you.
No.
We should break.
Yep.
We're going to be back with the text after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.